Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to In the Studio with Linus. I'm back. How's everybody doing? I hope so far this week has been good for you. The time right now, it's about 6:02 on the West Coast. You know I'm queen of the Northwest Quarter, and it's about 9:02 on the East Coast. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. You can go in there and discuss what we're going to be talking about. So let's talk a little bit about the show. So welcome to the show. Yes, we are back in full effect with all of your special topics and discussions. Always entertainment news. We must keep up to date with Hollywood or Hollyweird. You know how that goes. Sports, what's the latest news on the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, soccer, car racing, NASCAR, tennis, and boxing. Hot topics, always fun and informing. What has transpired this week in the news as a hot topic? We always will dip in and out of politics. It depends on what is going on at the time that is of interest or bullshit. Because, you know, I don't want to end up on no Twitter tweet, huh? Anyway, going on, news of the weird. We always need a good laugh in between all the rest. If you have a subject matter you would like to see discussed, send me a message at Facebook, Twitter, or Google. Facebook is the Essence of Success Radio Network. You can also contact me on my website. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Well, folks, tonight, this is what's up. This is our golden night, our beginning, our launch. And we're going to talk about a little bit about Tony Roma. Because, you know, this Thursday is when he'll be released Thursday afternoon from the Cowboys. So we got to see, where is Tony going? That's the question of the week. And then we'll talk a little bit about the NCAAM, the Bubba Watch, what to look up to, look up for, forget about God, or put them on your bracket. Okay, news of the weird, because it's always fun to hear these stories. It's just almost unbelievable, y'all. But, you know, that stuff is true. It be true. And then I have a Trump summary that I'm giving that I wrote by me. And last but not least, hopefully March horoscopes, if I'll be able to get to that. Okay, so, well, let's begin. So the first thing, wait. Something way more important than that is, you know what, International Women's Day today. Hello. That's right. Today is International Women's Day. And everybody is supposed to be wearing red. The women, yes. They're supposed to be wearing red. And I have a little short article here real quick about that being International Women's Day. Well, I'll just say it like this. Women that we should honor, okay? You know, remember. So today is International Women's Day to all the women around the world, as well as the listeners and the women in the chat room and the women that have called in on the phone. International Women's Day. There are 10 crucial inventions you can thank women for. Now, this is men, you better be listening. Know what time it is, and you young boys too. Number one, stem cell isolation. One of the key scientists at the forefront of cancer cure research, Ann Tucumoto, was part of a pioneering pair who gained a patent in 1991 for a process to isolate the human stem cell. Her breakthrough work has led to greater understanding of the blood system of cancer patients. Thank you, Ms. Ann Tucumoto. We appreciate you and love you. Number two, beer. Yep. You heard me right, beer. According to research by historians James Payton, the business of brewing beer has long been a woman's domain. Research uncovered that about 7,000 years ago in ancient taverns in Mesopotamia and Samaria, women's beer brewing expertise were so highly prized that they were the only ones allowed to make the celebrated drink and run the drinking establishments. Hello? Hello. All right. Number three, the fire escape. Believe that. Invented by Miss Anna Connolly. The fire escape, still seen on many buildings today, was patented by Anna Connolly in 1897. Anna's model, featuring an external staircase, would become part of the building code throughout the United States in the 1900s. Thank you, and we love you, Miss Anna Connolly. Number four, and thank you, and we love you, the women that brewed the beer, too. Right on for you ladies. Okay, number four, chocolate chip cookies. Duh. Was invented by Ruth Wakefield. In 1930, lodge owner Ruth Wakefield was partway through whipping up a batch of biscuits for guests when she realized she was out of baker's chocolate. Improvising on the hoof, she broke a Nestle chocolate bar into pieces, assuming the chocolate would melt into the mixture. Voila! The chocolate chip biscuit was born. Thank you, Miss Ruth Wakefield, and we love you. Number five, computer software. Yes, indeed. Invented by Grace Harper. Dr. Grace Murray Hopper was ironically the first recipient of the Computer Science Man of the Year Award, which should be Woman of the Year Award. The computer scientist invented COBOL, COBOL, the first user-friendly business computer software program in the 1950s. You heard. All right. Number six, the windshield wiper. was invented by Mary Anderson. We thank you and we love you. After watching countless drivers stopping to clear their windscreens, Anderson decided there had to be a more convenient solution. So she developed the windscreen wipers. We know today in 1903 and gained the patent for her design in 1905. So thank you, Mary Anderson. And also, did I tell you, Grace Hopper, thank you and we love you? All right. Number 7, the solar heated home was invented by Maria Telks. In the 1940s, American inventor Maria Telks was working at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology on the university's solar energy research project. She developed the first solar heated home with architect Eleanor Raymond. We thank you and we love you, and you too, Eleanor Raymond. Number 8, Monopoly was invented by Elizabeth Maggie. The next time you sit down with the family for a spin at your favorite board game, think of its inventor, Elizabeth Maggie, originally called the Landlord's Game. Elizabeth created what is now called Monopoly in 1903 on the effects of land grabbing. We thank you, Elizabeth Maggie, and we love you. Number 9, bulletproof vest material. Yes, invented by Stephanie Kwolek. While researching chemical compounds for the DuPont Company, Stephanie Kwolek invented Kevlar, the material widely used in bulletproof vests. She patented this unique fabric in 1966. Number 10, she's not the last, but she's the last here on the list. But, you know, there's a lot of women inventors and designers out there. The dishwasher, hello, was invented by Josephine Coltrane. Girl, I love you. I love you, Josephine, and I thank God for you. That was my duty when I was coming up to wash them darn dishes every day, every night. In 1886, socialite Josephine Coltrane decided that if she wanted something done right, she had to do it herself. So she had had enough of the servants breaking her china, so she invented the world's first dishwasher. Thank you very much. And those are 10 inventions you can thank women for on International Women's Day. And we thank you and we love all of you. And women that were not even mentioned, we thank you too. All right. Okay, well, let's get back now. Now we can get back to the sports. Okay, so we are talking about Tony Roma. He's first up, our first story up. Find out what's going on here.
Let's start.
Okay, now if you're Romo, what's your first option? Well, this is what a couple of sports figures had to say. Both the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos make sense. They're two contenders that feature top-tier defenses and the run game. I see the Broncos as a better fit. However, given the play calling of new offensive coordinator Mike McCoy and the weapons on the roster with Demaryius Thompson and Emmanuel Sanders, Romo gets two established players at wide receiver who will facilitate even more production in 2017. Yes, I understand the concerns about the offense line in Denver, but we are still in early March, okay? General manager John Elway has plenty of time to upgrade that front free agency and the draft to give Romo some security in the passing game. Now, all signs are beginning to point to Romo signing with the Broncos at a reduced cost. The Texans would be the second option. You can see the way the market is shaping up. Tyrod Taylor is now staying with the Buffalo Bills. The Chicago Bears will probably beat out the New York Jets for Mike Glennon. And Romo isn't going to go to the Cleveland Browns. Hell to the now. To the no. Romo wants to win, and Denver gives him the best chance. Elway won't pay Romo top dollar, but he knows a healthy Romo can take Denver deep into the playoffs. Okay. If he gets hurt, the Broncos can go back to Trevor Siemian, a quarterback Elway likes and believes in a competent NFL starter. Okay, so that's the word on the block right now, y'all, about Tony Romo, okay? All right, you are listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back shortly. Thank you. Don't you go nowhere.
Celebrate. gonna take us